listeners. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm going to play you a whole bunch of bluegrass music that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. I'd like to say a big hello to all those people that regularly listen to me from the access radio stations around New Zealand and Canada and Bluegrass Planet Radio. Thank you very much for tuning into the show. I hope there's something here for you. And if you're tuning in for the first time, well, bluegrass music's a great music to listen to. Lots of energy, lots of fine playing on banjos, fiddles, mandolins, guitars, basses, dobros, and some great vocals there. And I think you're going to enjoy all of them. I've got people picked out to play for you. The Gibson Brothers, Rhonda Vincent, Flatten Scruggs, it's a bluegrass show. The Pippi Pickers and the Lonely Heartstrings Band, and the Sal family and the Sonoran Dogs. Great range of people, wide range of bluegrass music, and I think you're going to enjoy the whole lot. So we just might hear the tail end of our theme tune for today, Soaring on the Strings. Then we'll get into the Gibson Brothers doing a couple of tunes. They'll do Red Letter Day and the Barn Song, but let's hear Soaring on the Strings.
All around, and I could not believe what I had found. and it was full of moths. They had a different nest in every loft. It was my playground, and it was my own zoo. It was a million things a boy could do. Of town, it was an old eyesore. It had taxes due, and it would take no more. So they threw a match and they let her go. And smoke poured out from the big front door. There were firemen there, and the police too. And there was not one thing a boy could do. Center, level all around, and it sits in the middle of my hometown. See the shiny glass, smell the coffee ground. It's open all night on sacred ground.
Gibson Brothers with a couple of songs there. Eric Gibson on lead vocals and banjo on the first song, and his brother Lee Gibson on guitar and lead vocals on the second song. Sorry, I finally got it out. They do great music, and obviously Heartfelt wrote that song. That was a story about the barn from a personal experience as a kid, you know. And I used to have an old barn at the place that we moved to when I was a kid, and we ended up pulling it down because it was so unsafe. It was rotten, just like in the song. And I remember the way my dad pulled it over. It was an old two-story timber frame barn. He took off all the last restraints that were holding it up, and he tied a big rope to the end of the barn, then went along to a big macrocarpa tree that was about 30 metres away and put his block and tackle around that, and came back and wrapped the block and tackle around so that he got a decent pull to it. And then we muscled on and got a few friends to come, and we all just stood there and pulled, and the barn leaned over and then went crash on the ground, and we had firewood for a couple of years. And that was the end of that barn, but I used to play in it just like they did in that song. Okay, let's get on with Rhonda Vincent, great singer, and she does good songs too. The first one is Till They Come Home. And a story about soldiers away at war, very timely for the Armistice Day celebrations that we've just been having. And universal theme, yeah, the boys go away to war and you just wait for them to come back. And the second one is an instrumental from her band. And on this particular recording, this is from the All-American Girl album, the band for the instrumental anyway is Hunter Berry on fiddle, Mickey Harris on acoustic bass, and Kenny Ingram on banjo, Randy Cause on the resophonic guitar, Josh Williams on acoustic guitar, and Rhonda Vincent's playing mandolin. She's doing this great mandolin start to the instrumental. But we'll hear the song first, Till They Came Home, and it goes like this.
Times were hard, but they were fun. In 1941, year that Jim and Catherine fell in love. They were graduating college, their heads were full of knowledge and visions of taking on the world. But Uncle Sam and those Pearl Harbor bombs pulled Jim away from Catherine's arms. Then along came Vietnam in 1961, the year that Bob and Mandy said I do. They bought a house outside the city, everything was sitting pretty. But again, old Uncle Sam said, I need you. Bob said, Mandy, honey, I'll be back. Don't you worry, you can count on that. And as the headlines rolled, every mother prayed, every father laid. Every sister cried, every hometown across this land held on till they came home. Times were hard, but they were fun. 1991, the year that John and Sally said goodbye. He held two kids in his arms as she left for Desert Storm. John could see the sadness in her eyes. He watched her sail away, navy blue, up on the quarterdeck in full salute. And as the headlines rolled, every mother every father laid awake the whole night through. Every brother prayed, every sister cried, every hometown across this land held on till they came home. Some came home as heroes, proud to be. And as the headlines rolled, every mother prayed, every father laid awake the whole night through. Every brother bragged, every sister cried, every hometown across this land held on till they came home. Thank you.
Ashes of Mount Augustine, and that was written when the Rhonda Vincent and the Rage were in Alaska, and the Mount Augustine big volcano there erupted, and that was a fairly exciting time for them. I think their planes were delayed and they couldn't get out, and they were there for a specific period of time, and it was extended. And anyway, they're out in the streets one day, and one of the band's commented, "Oh, look, it's snowing." And you might expect that in Alaska, but an Alaskan nearby said, "That's not snow, that's the ashes of Mount Augustine coming down." And they thought that was such a neat phrase that they composed an instrumental with that title, and it's a real driving instrumental, shows how hot the band really is. Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, great players. We're getting to the foundations of bluegrass music. Foundations of Music in Hamilton is Shearer's Music Store, and they sponsor the Back Porch Bluegrass Show, which I'm delighted about. But it's coming the time of the year that you need to go and visit Shearer's, because if you've got kids and grandkids, and in fact even yourself, it's time for that Christmas present that you've always promised yourself or the family. A guitar or a mandolin or a banjo, great range, Martin guitars, Deering banjos, all sorts of mandolins, fiddles you can get there, basses, whatever you want musically, they will provide it for you. They've been doing that for more than 50 years in the Hamilton area, so go to the big white shop with good parking out the front at in Anglesey Street. Shearer's Music Works will provide it, and the friendly staff are musicians. They know what you're talking about, and you can have intelligent conversations with them and get exactly what you need to perpetuate your music interests. Strings, picks, cleaning cloths, guitar stands, the whole bit. Go and see them and tell them that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass Show, and they will be very pleased about that. What are we going to have? The foundations of bluegrass music were laid by Bill Monro, with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs playing guitar and banjo, respectively, for him. And then Flatt and Scruggs went off and set up their own band, the Foggy Mountain Boys. A very definitive album came out in the mid-1950s. It was recorded in the mid-1950s, called Foggy Mountain Jamboree. Great album. I had a copy of this one, and it's now reissued as a CD with a few extra tracks on it. And the liner notes say that the Foggy Mountain Jamboree is first released in 1957 and has given new life with this reissue. The original release contained just 12 songs, instrumentals alternating with vocal numbers. This reissue includes all of the original material, augmented by three bonus selections also recorded during that time. The band fashioned its best material during that period of time, and its influence on the genre is felt to the present day. And that's very true. This album just had a great range of songs on it, like Flint Hill Specials, Some Old Day, Earl's Breakdown, Jimmy Brown the Newsboy, Foggy Mountain Special, Shucking the Corn, Blue Ridge Cabin Home, Randolin Rag, Your Love's Like a Flower, Foggy Mountain Chimes. Oh, do you remember all those tracks? They're just great. Well, I've selected a couple for you so you can hear about the foundations of bluegrass music. We're going to hear It Won't Be Long, and then On My Mind, almost like a contemporary song that wasn't on the original, but fitted into the album concept pretty well. And it's the regular band of Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs on banjo and guitar, although Lester Earl also play guitar as well. We've got in most cases, writing's pretty small. Everett Lilly is on mandolin on some of them, and they vary a little bit. And who else we got? We got Chet Atkins on rhythm guitar on It Won't Be Long. Isn't that interesting? And Buck Graves on dobro, Curly Secklin doing tenor vocals, Paul Warren playing fiddle and bass vocals. And the bass players vary a little bit over the times. Let's listen to some classic bluegrass now. It Won't Be Long.
I There will come a time some morning when all the saints will rise and shine.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, it won't be long.
Up to that happy home in glory where the soul shall never die.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, it won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long. Till we hear the angels sing the victory song. Then we'll gather round the throne and live forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, it won't be long.
Meet our friends and loved ones when our toiling here is over.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, it won't be long.
There we shout and sing his praises in that land forevermore.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, it won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long. Till we hear the angels sing the victory song. Then we'll gather round the throne there and live forevermore.
Hallelujah,
praise the Lord, it won't be long.
We will see the Savior coming some glad morning on the cloud.
Hallelujah,
praise the Lord, it won't be long.
The saints and angels will come shouting, oh, what glory that will be.
Hallelujah,
praise the Lord, it won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long.
It won't be long. Till we hear the angels sing the victory song. Then we'll gather round the throne there to live forevermore.
Hallelujah,
praise the Lord, it won't be long.
All I do is sit and cry and listen for your footsteps at the door. I keep asking myself why we ever said goodbye. And I guess I've shed a million tears or more on my mind, on my mind. You're always in my heart and on my mind. Once I thought my love had died, darling, here's what I find. You're always in my heart and on my mind. Twilight shadows fall. What a fool I was to ever let you go. If longing for you now could only bring you back somehow, you'd be here in these empty arms, I know. On my mind, on my mind. You're always in my heart and on my mind. Once I thought my love had died, darling, here's what I find. You're always in my heart and on my mind.
Some classic Flattened Scruggs there. Possibly not the standard tracks, but they just did so much, such a variety of music. And I hope you enjoyed that. Well, we've got a big event coming up here in New Zealand. First weekend of February 2019 at the Narrows Park in Hamilton, just south of Hamilton, is the Kiwigrass, New Zealand's own bluegrass festival. This is a bluegrass festival based on the style of the ones they have in Australia and the USA. We'll be having workshops and jam sessions. Instrument makers will be there. You'll be able to talk to them. Blackboard concerts throughout the day in various places around the park, and the main concerts. And in the main concerts are going to be some of the featured bands, like the Lonely Heartstrings Band from the US and Bluegrass Parkway from Australia. 9 Mile Creek from Australia, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from New Zealand, the Pippi Pickers from New Zealand, Roadworks from New Zealand, Hot Diggity from New Zealand, Wires and Wood from New Zealand, and many more. We've got a lot of bands. And the best way for you to find out all about this instead of listening to me rave on is to go to our webpage at www.kiwigrass.nz, or go to facebook.com/kiwigrass, and all the details there, including getting early bird tickets. Camping arrangements can be made directly with the Narrows Park, and there's a space for doing that on the webpage. You can either have just bare tent camping or powered sites, or you can see if there's any accommodation left in the bunk room, so to speak. And there's lots of motels and that all around the south end of Hamilton that provide great accommodation. It's going to be a great time. You're going to see more live action there on regarding bluegrass music than you've ever seen before, and there's some great music to be played. The festival's being preceded by some master classes put on by members of the Lonely Heartstrings Band and Bluegrass Parkway, and a lot there. You need to read it all on the website. Anyway, I'm going to show you some of the music that you might hear. New Zealand band the Pippi Pickers represent New Zealand brilliantly in the overseas festivals. Just been to Mountain Grass, and from there, with a Spade album, I've selected a track called Camping by the Sun. What else are you going to get in New Zealand on the first weekend in February? There's going to be Camping by the Sun by a lot of people there. Janine Ababinel, double bass and vocals. Gary Bigwood, mandolin and vocals. Barry Torkington, guitar. And Nathan Torkington on banjo. Great band from near Lee, north of Auckland. And also prime movers in the organisation of Kiwigrass. You're going to listen to them now. Camping by the Sun, and think I could be there camping by the sun with my banjo.
I like it here, and so do you, on the one that's green and blue, with everything that life requires. A big hydrogen campfire. We could be here quite a few days. The next place is 4 light years away. When you're camping by the sun. Yippee-yay! Yippee-yo! Outer space. With luck, you have found a nice warm star to fly around. Unless you're camping by the sun, you on lasso. We're doing dishes and we're taking showers at 65,000 miles an hour. It makes you wanna play the guitar and sing songs to Jupiter and Mars when you're camping by the sun. Yippee-yi-yi. Outer space is very dark. Unless by chance you have found a nice bright star to fly around. Unless you're camping by the sun. Fires and who's around them, and are the sticks on their hot dogs 93 million miles long? Are they camping by the sun? Yeah, we're camping by the sun.
Camping by the Sun. And here's the Lonely Heartstrings Band with an instrumental, Big Bruce. Lonely Heartstrings Band are definitely a virtuoso bluegrass band, as you can hear by that track. They'll be at the Kiwigrass Festival, and just even watching them play sometimes is astonishing. Hang on, where's my list? You've got to admire the playing. George Clements on guitar, and he does most of the lead singing. Patrick McGonigal on fiddle, and he does vocals. Matt Whitler on mandolin. Gabe Hirschfield on banjo, and Charles Clements on bass and vocals. And that was an instrumental called Big Bruce. So when you come to the festival, ask for it. Great song. Okay, we're also going to hear from Bluegrass Parkway, and this goes right back to their first album. It's the album was called Not Before Time, came out in 1997, and on that was Maria Duff playing bass and fiddle and vocals, and Paul Duff playing mandolin and doing vocals, Mick O'Neill banjo and vocals, and Ian Simpson was on guitar and vocals on that one. And this is an old Carter Family song called Will You Miss Me, and they do it in classic sort of old-time bluegrass style. Sounds great. Bluegrass Parkway.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Bluegrass Parkway doing an old-time tune. Not often they do old-time stuff like that, but sounded good. What are we going to hear now? I'm going to tell you about on Sunday the 2nd of December, we're having Back Porch Bluegrass at Navarra Lounge in Hamilton. So at 2:30 in the afternoon, Navarra Lounge is opening specially, and we're having a Kiwigrass warm-up down there. We're going to have bluegrass bands down playing from 2:30 to 5 o'clock, and it's going to be just like our usual Back Porch Bluegrass meetings, which we usually have on the fourth Sunday of the month, but we're having them on the first Sunday of December, and it's going to be a cracker, I tell you, because as well as the regular bands who play at Back Porch Bluegrass, we've got the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band coming and doing a special. And they'll be demonstrating some of the tunes that they've rehearsed for Kiwigrass, and that's going to be good fun, I tell you. So come along to Navarra Lounge. I mean, you can go along to Navarra Lounge just about any night of the week and hear some good music. But this is a real special occasion. And I think you'll enjoy hearing some bluegrass music, see all sorts of picking going on. The sort of songs that you might hear at that Navarra Lounge gathering, you're going to hear now from Raymond McLean and Friends. This is an album originally recorded about 1994. Raymond McLean, I knew him as a member of the family band, the McLean family, where he played with his brother and sister, and his parents were involved as well. But he's also a professor at Kentucky University, leading the bluegrass music classes. This album has got Jim and Jesse McReynolds doing harmony, Ruth McLean doing harmony, Mike Stevens on harmonica, Jesse McReynolds on mandolin, Glenn Duncan on fiddle, Michael McLean on guitar, Ruth McLean on bass, and Raymond's playing banjo. Now he's doing the lead vocals. It's sort of old-time mountain music. The album's called Kentucky Mountain Banjo, old-time songs and instrumentals. And great fun album, and so I've picked a couple of classics that you might hear. Shady Grove, great version of that, and then a lovely tune called The Dance in Old Kentucky, Raymond McLean.
Coffee grows in a wild oak tree, sugar runs in brandy, girls are sweet as a lump of gold, boys as sweet as candy.
Shady Grove, my little miss, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little miss, I'm going back to Harlan.
Every time I go to town, it's always dark and cloudy. Every time I see my girl, I always tell her howdy.
Shady Grove, my little miss, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little miss, I'm going back to Harlan.
My pretty little pig, I once did think I never could do without you. I'll let you know before you go, I care very little about you.
Shady Grove, my little miss, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little miss, I'm going back to Harlan.
They bring him back. He run the big pigs over the fence and the little ones through the crack.
Shady Grove, my little miss, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little miss, I'm going back to Harlan.
Sweep the floor, find you a partner and couple up for at the dance in old Kentucky. likes to cause a stir. She likes to dance and swish her skirt. My, oh my, that girl can flirt at the dance in old Kentucky. Clear the hallway, sweep the floor. Find you a partner and couple up for at the dance in old Kentucky. Kiss your partner, thank the band at the dance in old Kentucky. Clear the hallway, sweep the floor. Find you a partner and couple up for at the dance in old Kentucky. Young folks holler,
Leffy!
Hold my honey close to me at the dance in old Kentucky. Some rowdy boys are coming in. It's Jim and Jesse and all of them. You just wait and they'll begin to stir up some excitement. What's all that stuff they're bringing in? Look, someone's got a mandolin. I love the way they pick and grin at the dance in old Kentucky. Clear the hallway, sweep the floor. Find you a partner, couple up for at the dance in old Kentucky. Sweep the floor, find you a partner and couple up for at the dance in old Kentucky.
Isn't that a great tune? It just really clicks along, got some great words in it. I think I found a new song. And Dance in Old Kentucky, Raymond McLean. And that was preceded by Shady Grove. Here's a gospel tune from the Sal Family Pickers, You Gotta Keep Praying. That Sal Family Pickers is Jacob on banjo and Abigail on mandolin, Joshua on guitar, John Mark on fiddle, Naomi on upright bass, Justice on guitar, and it's all a family. It's all a big family, and they do great vocals. It's just about time to go, really. And thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll hear the Sal Family Pickers ending with a gospel song. Time we'll hear the Sonoran Dogs visiting Hamilton at the end of November. Contact me at Free FM if you want a seat in a house concert that they're doing. But here come the Sal Family. You got to keep praying.
You gotta keep praying, you gotta keep hoping. Oh, you can't give up on Jesus when he's in the middle of working it out. You gotta keep doing, you gotta keep loving. He ain't gonna leave a stranded child, he's come for you. Living day to day can get hard to do when you're doing it all with the folks on you. Struggling just to keep on smiling. But let me tell you, friend, you can't stay down long when you think about God and all he's done for you and me and everybody. You gotta keep praying, you gotta keep hoping. Oh, you can't give up on Jesus when he's in the middle of working it out. You gotta keep doing, you gotta keep loving. He ain't gonna leave a stranded child, he's come for you. Jesus is there, caring and watching, knowing that you fall along the way. But the falling down will make you get get up stronger. Don't give up the fight, yeah, try a little longer. Give your all and praise him as you go. You gotta keep praying, you gotta keep hoping. Oh, you can't give up on Jesus when he's in the middle of working it out. You gotta keep doing, you gotta keep loving. He ain't gonna leave his stranded child, he's come for you. Keep praying, you gotta keep hoping. You can't give up on Jesus when he's in the middle of working it out. You gotta keep doing, you gotta keep loving. He ain't gonna leave his stranded child, he's come for you. He ain't gonna leave his stranded child, he's come for you. You gotta keep hoping. Oh, you can't give up on Jesus when he's in the middle of working it out. You gotta keep doing, you gotta keep loving. He ain't gonna leave his stranded child, he's come for you. He ain't gonna leave his stranded child, he's come for you.